Mike Basaglia here with the Seaville Podcast Network, introducing Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a local sports medicine podiatrist practicing at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic. Doctors Kevin Murray and Stuart Chang of the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic have been serving the Charlottesville community in Central Virginia for over 20 years. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He's affiliated with Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Dr. Chang, take it away.
Hello, everybody out there in the Seaville Podcasting Network. Dr. Stuart Chang from the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic back again to continue a series of podcasts about sports injuries. Last time we covered the overuse injury syndrome, and this time we're going to move into problem of Achilles tendonitis, or a more broader term of Achilles tendinopathy. Let's first start by talking about the where the Achilles is and the anatomy of it. The Achilles tendon is the largest tendon in the body, and rightfully so, because it does a lot of work for us. It's engaged in every time we step and walk. And it generates power from the leg to the foot. It's a unique tendon in that it has a sort of this neat little structure around it that's called a peritoneum. That's where it gets its blood supply. It's the only tendon in the body, in fact, that has a peritoneum. That peritoneum in itself can actually cause a problem, which I hopefully get a chance to talk about. But the Achilles tendon is attached to the calcaneus, which is our heel bone, and it originates in a muscle group in the back of our leg muscles. Some people call it the calf muscle group. And that has two muscles as part of it. There's a deeper muscle called the soleus muscle, and then a superficial muscle, which is called the gastrocnemius muscle. And both of these together travel down towards the floor and converge and become the Achilles tendon. It is probably one of the most second common injuries I see in the patients I see in my office is Achilles tendonitis. And it happens, my experience, in all age groups, not just young people. It happens in older people. And it's a very common problem among athletes. And it's a common sort of structure that can take on this sort of overuse injury process. The Achilles tendon, when it's overused, okay, and we're not talking about acute injuries. We're talking about common athletic injuries. And these are those overuse injuries, happens to get a sort of a initially some sort of injuring process. And that can be this repetitive sort of activity on an unconditioned anatomical structure, which can lead to maybe some sort of fiber disruption or strain on some of the fibers, because the Achilles tendon really is just this big, long sort of collection of long fibers that are bound together and make this really dense, strong, kind of like the way, how would you say, the fibers on a really thick rope come together and make a nice, strong sort of rope. Well, the Achilles tendon kind of has a similar structure. It's a little bit more complicated than a rope, but for all practical purposes, let's kind of look at that. Now, the Achilles tendon is divided into sort of three zones, and that's where we get our problems. We have a non-insertional, or the injury to the actual tendon itself, and that's what we call non-insertional disorder. The other one is the conditions that affect the Achilles tendon insertion, and that's where it's attached to the heel bone, or what we call the calcaneus. And then there is the injury at the proximal section of the Achilles tendon. That's what we call where the muscle and the tendon interface is occurring. The most common among all of these, I would say, in my experience, is the insertional problem. And that's where the tendon itself is actually intimating with the bone fibers. And there seems to be at that interface sort of like a process that is easily injured. That's where people seem to have the most problem. The next common would be the injury to the actual tendon itself, the non-insertional. Interestingly enough, there's actually a small section of the tendon. It's approximately 3 to 4 centimeters from its insertion, where it goes through a period, or sort of like a section of hypovascularity, which means the vascular supply to that actual part of the tendon is a little bit diminished as compared to the rest of the tendon. And that's a zone of where this kind of chronic tendinopathy generally occurs. The muscle, or the proximal tendinopathy, which is where the muscle and the tendon come together, seems to be the least likely area where we have occurrence. I guess maybe that is more able to withstand the forces that the Achilles has, but when it sort of gets inflamed or becomes problematic, it can be very, very painful. And a lot of times it can be mistaken for a sort of a tear in the muscle itself. Now, all of these sort of injuries are easily found by a medical professional by a hands-on examination of the Achilles tendon. And, you know, one of my mentors, an orthopedic doctor in University of Maryland, where I did my residency, says, go where the pain is. That's where the problem is. And I keep remembering that all the time. Where the patient points to, that's where you got to focus your efforts at. And a lot of times it's exactly where the injury is occurring. In fact, all the times it really is, except in some unusual circumstances. The Achilles tendon treatment is sort of like the same way we treat most overuse injuries. You got to put the actual injured anatomical structure at rest. Now, that may be just what we call relative rest, which means less activity on it, or just go straight to immobilization. And it all depends on the spectrum in which the examination would determine what needs to be done. The next way that we treat Achilles tendon is to reduce some of the actual inflammation within the tendon. And this is done through anti-inflammatory medications. Ibuprofen is an example of that. And there are, you know, prescription forms of that. Oral steroids like prednisone and depomedrol also make a very good option for those people who can't tolerate the anti-inflammatory group. The next sort of thing after the anti-inflammatories and immobilization or rest period is done is to then get, you know, the individual on some sort of alternate activities, you know, because athletes like to remain engaged. Part of the whole interesting part of what I do is to try and engage these sort of sports people and kind of help them along with what they're doing. And by encouraging them and informing them, hey, you know, it's time to stop the activity that created this problem and go find an alternate activity. Some alternate activities for, you know, tendon injuries and is to get yourself into a swimming pool, do that sort of thing, or maybe get into a lower impact activity like, you know, a good example of that would be stationary cycling or maybe the elliptical machine. Those all are less impact than actually running on a pavement or surface or participating in a court sport. Finally, once the condition calms down, and it generally does if it's not caught late in the process of injury, is to get them on some sort of regimented stretching program. And that's just basically, you know, heel cord stretching. You learn that very early on if you're participating in any sort of team sport. Anything that does stretches the heel cord is good for Achilles tendon, and it seems to like that. Some people think that the eccentric stretching is a very good way to do that. I found that to be very helpful, and there's some really good physical therapists. In fact, Charlottesville is blessed by having a lot of great physical therapists around here. That is something that an individual can talk about with their individual physical therapist, and, you know, will eccentric sort of stretching help me out with this problem? And then finally, once the injury is calmed down and the stretching is done, then you can slowly, in a stepwise and gradual manner, get an individual back into the game or the activity that they were participating in. But you want to do that in a gradual way so as not to, you know, recur or cause the problem that caused that Achilles tendonitis to return. That's basically my insight on Achilles tendonitis. And next time we get together, we'll talk about stress fractures.
You have been listening to Staying in the Game, a casual conversation for athletic-minded individuals with Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He is affiliated with the Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Don't forget to check them out online at www.brfootandankle.com.